All right, Chase Sexton, last week we talked to you at Hangtown. You weren't that stoked. Said you got to get a lot of work done this week, testing, all that. I talked to Hunter Lawrence. Sounded like he was testing. You the same?
Yeah. We had some long days at Glen Helen. I think it paid off. My bike was a lot better this week. I felt a lot more race. Had a lot more race craft than last week, so it was better. Just my starts were not there this weekend, so it made it a little difficult. I came from last to, well, trying to pass for third in the second moto and then fell over. So ended up fifth or fourth overall. It's all right. We're making progress. We kind of started off like this in Supercross, so just keep building. And, yeah, it's a long season, so we got 10 more rounds. And, yeah, just keep getting better every weekend. I feel like I should be racing for race wins. I mean, I've been first moto. I got fifth, and I was 3 seconds behind the leader. Like, we're all super close, so this lack of aggression, I think, first moto, I didn't make the passes I needed to. But, yeah, we're looking forward to Colorado and make a few more adjustments to the bike. But, yeah, so far we're better.
First moto, Christian up there, RJ up there. What's it like racing those guys? A little bit weird or a little bit, like, different than you treat AC or somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, we're all kind of I mean, obviously, we're all teammates. RJ, I was just trying to get by him. I couldn't get by him, and I was like, oh. And it kind of ruined part of my flow, and then AC got me, and I was like, I was mad. And then I got him second moto, so that made me feel a little better. But, no, I mean, it's always nice to race your teammates, but y'all don't want to get beat by him either. So, yeah, I just got to get better starts and put myself in a better position.
So you got Cooper in a second moto, fell. He got you back, and then, dude, you were grinding on him. Like I think, hey, I was watching because you were going to give AC the overall at one point. You had six straight laps of being quicker than him, but only by, like, four tenths.
Dude, I was grinding out there. I'm like, dude, I'm putting in, like, all this effort. And I'm like, I finally catch him, and then all of a sudden, I mean, I honestly fell. I passed him, fell, and then gave all my energy to try and catch him again. And then I was like, it kind of blew my wad a little bit, and he dropped the hammer pretty, and then he caught Ferrandis, and then I kind of just fell off a little bit the last couple laps, but it was two pretty intense motos, and it's not easy coming from 20th. So
that's the motos that I like to watch, because you got the guys up front, everybody's watching that, but you can see, like, you're pushing, he's pushing, like, it's a neat thing to see for me as a guy watching it. You guys are both giving it.
Yeah, I mean, we were going for it, and he was riding good. Like, I think he kind of, after, because I passed him and gapped him and was right behind Ferrandis and trying to pass him, and then I fell, and I think it kind of gave him a second wind, and then I caught him, and then he kind of dropped the hammer, and I'd already came from last to fourth, so I was like, well, I've pretty much given all my energy up. But no, I mean, I feel like I put in some good laps, and yeah, I mean, my speed's good, so looking forward to getting out front in Colorado.
Yeah, you're right there, get a start, and you're right there for sure. Thanks, man.
Thank you.